on Sunday, former deputy president Rigathi Gachagua left hospital in Nairobi. He got discharged, but he had to address journalists at the hospital. For the first time since he got into office, he opened a lead on the frosty relationship between him and President William Ruto. The deputy president made serious allegations about two assassination attempts against his life. He also said that his security has been withdrawn, both at his residences in Nairobi and in the hub country. The deputy president also went further to say that should anything happen to him or any member of his family, then the blame should squarely lie on President William Ruto.
What happens now to the trial in the Senate? Whether he should now officially be removed? Where are we?
As you can be aware that the deputy president, Rigathi Gachagua, ran to court to stop his impeachment by the Senate. His claim at the court is that the impeachment process was done unprocedurally, illegally, and unconstitutionally. He wants the court to reverse the decisions of the Senate to impeach him. So court decided to halt the process of having him impeached. The courts also say that the new selected deputy president, Professor Kithure Kindiki, should not be sworn in. Remember, the swearing in of Professor Kithure Kindiki was planned for Saturday, but it was stopped by the courts. We are expecting a serious legal battle between lawyers of the Senate and the legal counsels of the deputy president as from Tuesday.
So Kenya is celebrating Mashujaa Day. Can you tell us what exactly is it?
Yes, Kenya on Sunday was marking Mashujaa Day. Mashujaa is a Kiswahili word that means heroes. Those people who are deemed to have fought for the liberation of Kenya as a country. Remember, Kenya got its independence in 1963 from the British.